This is VOA News Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging confirmation of a Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. May not go smoothly, but prospects appear dim for Democrats to try to slow it down. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
They must not act on this nomination until the American people finish the process they're already begun.
Noting that early voting is underway, at a news conference Sunday, Joe Biden implored voters,
let your current senators know that you want to be heard before a vote on confirmation of a new justice.
And to GOP senators,
summon your conscience. Stand up for the people. Stand up for our cherished system of checks and balances.
But Senator Dick Durbin, the Democratic whip, tells the ABC this week,
we can slow it down, perhaps a matter of hours, maybe days at the most, but we can't stop the outcome.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Figures from Johns Hopkins University still show the death toll from COVID-19 is just shy of 1 million and another milestone of 33 million infections. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The nearly 1 million deaths attributed to the coronavirus in 9 months are far more than the 690,000 from AIDS or the 400,000 from malaria in all of last year. More deaths are expected this fall because of the recent surge in coronavirus infections in the U.S. and many other countries. Wealth and power have not shielded the rich from the awful power of the virus. The U.S. has been the worst hit country in the world, with more than 7 million infections and more than 200,000 deaths, reflecting what Dr. Anthony Fauci says is the lack of success that we have had in containing this outbreak. Yet there are also signs that death rates are declining and that people who get the virus now are faring better than those in the early months of the pandemic. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Military suicides have increased by as much 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked. Service members are struggling with isolation and other effects of COVID-19, in addition to the pressure of deploying to war zones, responding to natural disasters, and addressing civil unrest. The data incomplete and causes of suicide are complex, but Army and Air Force officials say the pandemic is adding stress to an already strained force. The numbers vary by service. The Army's 30% spike pushes the total up because it is the largest service. U.S. President Donald Trump paid no income taxes in 10 of the past 15 years, according to a report by the New York Times. The Times released an extensive story on Mr. Trump's taxes Sunday. It said that he did not pay taxes during those 10 years because in those years he reported losing more income than he made. The report also said that he paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency, another $750 in his first year in the White House. Queried about the report Sunday afternoon at a news conference, Mr. Trump decried that it's fake news. Earlier, Alan Garten, a lawyer for the Trump Organization, told the Times that most, if not all, of the facts appear to be inaccurate. Times also reported the president is fighting a decade-long battle with the Internal Revenue Service. Azerbaijan and Armenia have been both declared martial law after clashes with one another over the Nagorno-Karabakh area, an Armenian enclave located inside the Azerbaijan region. Armenia accusing the neighboring area of attacks on civilian settlements in the disputed region, promised a response that would be proportionate. It said the military political leadership bears full responsibility for the situation. Armenia also said that it shot down the troops of the military opposing military helicopters and three drones after the forces began bombing the breakaway enclave. Cardinal George Pell, Pope Francis's former finance minister, will soon return to the Vatican during an extraordinary economic scandal for the first time since he was cleared of child abuse allegations in Australia 5 months ago. The Herald Sun newspaper columnist Andrew Bolt wrote that Pell will fly back to Rome on Tuesday. The report by a vocal champion of the cardinal did not cite a source for the cardinal's plans. Pell's reported return follows Francis's last week firing of one of the cardinal's most powerful opponents, the Cardinal Angelo Becciu, over financial scandal. Fly remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.